You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 18 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I'd like to welcome you to a mystical, magical, majestical ride through hot sauce land. And much respect, love, and gratitude to all my digital culinarians, my foodies, my chefs, those who recognize food as a conduit of culture, particularly in the diaspora. And I would like to quickly celebrate three digital culinarians that mean the world to me that you should check out. First is Chef Lovely, host of Lovely Bites on the OWN Network, as well as on TikTok. Her cooking on social media is unmatched. Secondly, there's Kitchenista, aka Miss Angela Davis, who has an amazing cookbook. She is a pioneer and a strong force in the culinary world. Make sure you check her out, as well as Soul Foodie, who represents the apparel and celebrating all things Black food and beyond. Check them out in my show notes. Follow them. Share their story in your story. You will not be disappointed, because sharing is what? Caring. And while you're in the caring mood, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Lost in the Sauce at getlostinthesauce.net. All the different ways to subscribe, share your reviews. It's what helps us grow. And I thank you in advance for your support and your cooperation. Good looking out for a player. And now, without further ado, whoa, my God, we are back in the belly of the bayou of Louisiana. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you
that sauce.
D-A-T
sauce
is going down. This is what happens when you take two first cousins from Louisiana with a spice for life, add the determination to recreate a secret family recipe, and you will get D-A-T Dat Sauce, a family-owned and operated company based out of Morgan City, Louisiana. Don Abner Tabor and Scott Green are leading this journey of Cajun goodness while paying tribute to Don's wife's grandfather, whose pop sauce was the prototype for that sauce. And this ingredient list is crazy. We're talking distilled vinegar, onions, water, red onions, sugar, crushed red pepper, salt, garlic, tomato paste, xanthan gum, onion powder, garlic powder, all the powders. Well, not gunpowder, but you get what I'm saying. A lot of different flavors where they consider Dat Sauce to be good on just about anything. You can use it to cook with it, mix it with something, use it as a dip or a sauce. Dat Sauce is a little bit of hot with a whole lot of flavor. But we're not just gonna take their word for it. We have to experience Dat Sauce for ourselves. I'm tired of chicken. I'm tired of tacos. I'm tired of pizza. I'm tired of chili. I'm tired of fish. I'm tired of all the stuff that we've been putting these hot sauces on. So I'm going to go totally out of the box, something that's familiar but not predictable. We are going to try Dat Sauce on shrimp and cheese grits. And after this review, we are going to try healthier experiences for the hot sauce. Y'all not going to have me fat. COVID's almost over. Y'all not going to have me out here with a Gerald LaVert starter kit all my life. I'm not going to be big all my life. And I know exactly what to do. We all do. And just because we love food doesn't mean we have to be unhealthy. There are so many delicious, healthy options out there. But right here, episode 18, we're getting it down with the shrimp and cheese grits. So I have the Dat Sauce on deck. I'm cracking open the bottle. And you know, the aroma is the sneak preview for the feature presentation. So, okay. All right. It's sweet. Dat Sauce is definitely sweet. It's flavorful smelling, but it's got a lot going on. It's like a house party. An aromatic house party in your nose. Dat Sauce is Kid and Play, Sydney, Serene, Pops, and I can't forget Bilal, all in one big whiff.
Hey, give me some Dick Gregory. You want some?
No thanks, Pop.
So now let's go into the texture. I'm pouring the Dat Sauce onto my shrimp, and as it flows, I would say that it's kind of medium thick. It's not BBW thick. It's not big boy thick. It's just, it's medium, like slim thick, you know? An amalgamation of ingredients coming together to create a tantalizing slurry of intentionality. The colors are bold, the seasonings are very present. You can see the seeds in the sauce, which is always an indicator of heat. So let's not play with it, let's stay with it and get to the taste. I am mixing that sauce on my shrimp, adding it to the grits. I'm taking a bite and it is sweet. It is definitely keeping in the theme of a sweet streak. It is versatile though. It's not bad at all. It's just not hot. It's sweet. I can see this going on a lot of different things. So that sauce, my gut reaction to this is to give a 3-flame rating. I am all for flavor over heat. I firmly believe that sauce is attempting to be all things to all people. And you have to sacrifice something when you do that. In this case, I believe that they sacrificed true heat. And I am glad that this sauce is called that sauce as opposed to that hot sauce, because it's not hot. And yes, hot is relative, but I argue that anyone could try that sauce and take the heat that's in there, because there's heat in there, in the back, way in the back, way in the, sinking in the background. That's where this sauce is, and that's cool. So let's talk about where we can put that hot sauce on. The good people at That Sauce suggest that their sauce goes good with just about anything, from burgers to homemade pizza sauce to slow-cooked pot roast and grilled ribeyes. You can check out more suggestions on their website, which is in the show notes. Fave suggests that you use That Sauce for barbecue skewers, veggie or meat. Try it on some party wings. Give your chili a boost. Anything where you don't mind a little sweetness. That Sauce is that sauce to use. Locally owned, natural ingredients, gluten-free, low sodium, healthy, hearty, but not very hot. So as we slide out of this episode, that sauce gives you a little bit of hot with a whole lot of flavor. It's unfair to call it hot sauce when it's really a multi-purpose sauce designed to give your food character. The metaphor never gets old in that it only takes a small amount of something marvelous to have a gargantuan impact on our food and our lives. What started as a sauce stashed away in a garage has transformed an entire family, region, and industry in less than 10 years. And that is the true story behind that sauce. Well, that's the deal. Closed mouths don't get reviewed. So please, ma'am, please, sir, review and subscribe to this show. Your engagement is what helps us grow. With everything you need to continue being a part of this vibe, available to you right at getlostinthesauce.net. And if you are a serious foodie, chef, restaurateur, or just someone who likes the spice of life, I strongly encourage you to be a part of this community as well as share this with other like-minded friends. Until next time, remember to never sleep on the meek. The meek are far from weak and are closer to supernatural strength than you think. To be meek is to allow your humility to open doors and inspire others with the confidence of knowing that you don't have to be loud, belligerent, or beating on your chest for others to get the point that you are God's child, covered in favor, protected by truth, created for joy, not stress, anger, and definitely not reacting out of emotion. Meek is not weak, but rather responsible use of infinite power. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.